Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for our morning Rosh Yichyu. So Tzuchayu Chavit Fege Bas, Michal Yudis Basia, Pesach Shachol Yisrael. It says in me, and this is based on Torah that I received from Rav Rabbi Agon Agadar Ochai Meir Harwitz Shlita. It says in the Gemara in Sanhedrin that based in is not allowed to carry out Onshei Misa on Shabbos, because it says in the Pasuk, L'Sovar Reish B'chom Shvaseichem, which Gemara understands referring to Beis Din. So Beis Din is not allowed to carry out Onshei Maves on Shabbos, neither Sreifa nor other Onshim. Shaila is, what about other Onshei Beis Din? Are Beis Din allowed to punish other Onshei Beis Din on Shabbos? The Rambam, 24th Parak of Hilchot Shabbos, Halacha Zayin, tells us that not only is Beis Din not allowed to give an onesh, because it is Beis Din singular. Is Beis Din allowed to give onesh misa, but Beis Din is also not allowed to give onesh malchus. The Magen Avraham and Shin Lamed Tes notes Miloshen Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos. There the Rambam doesn't mention anything about malchus. The Rambam only talks about misas Beis Din and not malchus. The Magen Avraham says, and maybe the Rambam in the Yad, Perakov Zayin, in Hilchot Shabbos, that we mentioned before, that Asrid Malkus is talking about Malkus that make a chabure, it makes a wound. And that's also Chil Shabbos. And he blives with the Tzarech I, and the Machtes HaShekel explains that what the Magen Avraham means to say is, it's not a good teretz that it's going to make a Chil Shabbos, because even if it does, the Malkus do make a chabure, it's Einom Skaving. Magen Avraham further writes, the Efshir Sheh, and it's not Dov Miskavin, so it's not going to be Asur Doraisa. So what's the problem? Why would he ask for those Malkus? Magen Avraham further writes that maybe from the Ribui in the Pasuk of B'chol Mosh V'Seichem that we learn from Osvarish B'chol Mosh V'Seichem Chukas Mishpat L'Doroitzim L'Doroitzechem V'chol Mosh V'Seichem, that it's talking about the Beis Din in all the Moshavos, so maybe that again, Avraham says, maybe V'chol Mosh V'Seichem in all of your Moshavos, that's inclusive, that extra all, that means you don't do any judgments at all. Even if it's not Misa, even if it's just Malkus. However, he proves from Tosfos that only an Anush that has Chil Shabbos is going to be Asur El Yerabba, and Simon Shin Lamed Tes notes that the Magen Avraham, Mr. Yerushalmi, in Perek Dalet of Sanhedrin Halacha Vov, who brings the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvis, says there, B'chol Mosh V'Seichem, Rabbi Yehuda B'Shem Rabbi Yana, Mikan L'Botei Dinim, Shlo Yudonim B'Shabbos. So from here you learn, they can't judge on Shabbos. So you see no judgment at all. And the Rambam Taka writes there at the end of the shtickle in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the Gemara de Bnei Ma'arava. In the Gemara of the Yerushalmi, state b'chol mosh v'seichem rebel el oi shem Rabbi Yana Yomer mikan lebot edinim shelo yudonim b'shabbos. So you see this yisoid that there's no din on Shabbos. So in Mela we have a makor for the Rambam. The Rambam's not soiser himself. In the Yad, the Rambam says, you're not allowed to give Malkus or Misa. And in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam starts talking about not giving Misa. But right there at the end, he says, you're not allowed to give Malkus either. You're not allowed to give any punishment. Ain't done in B'Shabbos. However, the Prima Godim in the Psiche, the Hilchot Shabbos in Oishei, writes that from the Yerushalmi, there's no Raya, because maybe the Yerushalmi is talking about an Oinesh Misa, and not all Oinshem, Ayin Shem in the Prima Godim. B'Emes, the Be'echreach, that the Lashon of the Yerushalmi is Lav Dafka, because it would turn out, if you understand it, Kipshuto, that not only Lahanish is Asur B'Shabbos, אלא אפילו לא דון בשבס אסור, כלשנה דירושלמי, שלא יודונין בשבס. והוודאי לסה, that you're not even allowed to judge on Shabbos, that's, how can that be? מדוי רייסה. We only find you're not allowed to punish on Shabbos. Ein donim is just a mitzvah, is an isil de rabbonon. Beitza, 36b. So, it's pashut, like the Prima Gadim says, you can't understand Yerushalmi Kipshuto, that it's talking about all din, because then that would include any din, not even punishments, and that's pashut, that's not true. Because on Shabbos, you're allowed to judge, midei raisa. The Sefer Emunah Shmuel, and the Tshuvas, and Siman Nundalit, so on the Oruch Lener and Yevamos, right, that the Makor of the Rambam, the Ein Malkin, Mishum Dehukshu Kol Oinshei Miso Ahadodi, the Makor that you're not giving Malkus on Shabbos, is because all of the Oinshei Misa are equated to each other. Umemela, we know that even Oinshei Misa that don't have Chil Shabbos are going to be Aser. Kol Oinshei Misa Hukshu Adadi. So that means even Oinshei Misa theoretically that have no Chil Shabbos are also going to be Aser. And then we can learn Malkus Mi Misa Migzera Shava Rasha Rasha, as we see in Malkus Daf Hayomid Aleph, or Malkus B'Makom Misoi Medes, like we see in Sanhedrin Yeramid Aleph. And we can say then that even though there's no Chilul Shabbos, it's still going to be Aser. So that's the Emunah Shmuel and the Aruch Laner giving the Makor for the Rambam, that Hukshu Kol Mitzvos LaHadadi, which would include even those that don't have a Chilul Shabbos, and then Malkus can be instead of Misa, Sanhedrin Yeramid Aleph, or Vigzeh Rashav Rasha Rasha Malkus Hayomid Aleph. The Shibolei Aleket in Yin Shabbos, Simon Samach writes, Azoi, Matsosi B'Shem Rav Koin Goin, Zal, Man De'over Aveira B'Shabsa Malkinin Lei B'Shabsa, the Malkus B'Mokoin Misa Omedes, V'Kad Malkinon Lei M'Chaper Lei, V'Nira B'Einai She'adover Tzorich Iyun, Sh'arei Malkus B'Mokoin Misa Omedes, V'Eichin Nidinenu B'Shabbos, V'Mosu Lodin Dini Mamonas Kal V'Choymer, V'Dinei Nefoshes, V'Chein Matsosi She'el Rav Shir Goin, ישב הרבי רבי שבס ובחוב ולא נזכר רבי שבס ומסיירים ממנו שם היברח למוצאי שבס וכו'. והישב כך ראינו שאין מלכן ביום טבעים נכניס לבי ססור ביום טב וכל שכן בשבס דהני מילן כולו דיננינו בתנן אלו הם משום רשוס לא דונה ולא מקדישן. So he says that somebody is over in Avera on Shabbos, we give him Malkus on Shabbos, because Malkus is instead of Misa. He holds you can give him Malkus on Shabbos. I don't know what he means when he says, De Malkus, B'Mako Miso, Medes. How does that make it better? Makes it worse. Akoponim, it says you can give him Malkus, and when you give Malkus, it's Mechaper. And he says, but that's a Tzarechion. Not so comfortable with that. Because then he says, Vaiter, Malkus B'Makoy, so that's what he found in the chamber of Koingon. He says, Malkus B'Makoy Misoy Medes, since Malkus B'Makoy Misoy, Echnein Dinenu B'Shabbos, that's exactly the reason not to give him this din on Shabbos. And if it's Aser Ladin Dinei Mamonas, certainly Dinei Nefashos, and so I found in the Shalom Shirigon, somebody who's over in Aver on Shabbos or B'chol, and they only remembered on Shabbos, and they're afraid he's going to run away, so he allowed to punish him on Shabbos, and he says, Ne'ein Malkin B'Yomtiv, you're not allowed to put in the base of Sorei Yomtiv, certainly on Shabbos, these are all din. And you're now allowed to do din on Shabbos. So you see from this Shibolei Aleket that the Isser to give him a Malkus on Shabbos only de Rabbonan, because he learned it from the Mishnah and Beitza, Ein Donin B'Shabbos, which is Gzeir Hashem Yichtoiv, and not like it's Mashma from the Rambam, that Lahalkois B'Shabbos is an Isser Torah. Here it's Mashma that it's only an Isser de Rabbonan. So Nire Nafkaminam Nechudeshes Ve'in Shitas HaRambam She'ein Malkin B'Shabbos, Lebein Shitas HaTesvis, that only where there's Chil Shabbos is it going to be Aser. That's the Tosfos that we mentioned earlier, that only if there's Chilul Shabbos is it Aser, And the Rambam holds bechlal, one is not allowed to give malchus on Shabbos. The suffix is that we say in Sanhedrin Pei Aleph Amud Beis that if somebody kills someone else without asroah or without proper edus, koinsin oisoi l'chukipa, you put him in a cage. Is it mutter an Shabbos to put him in this cage? Choretz talia, it's tolui in Machlokes Rambam Tesfis. According to the Rambam, you're not allowed to give an onesh on Shabbos, even though there's no chil Shabbos. So huadin, this locking him up is also going to be aser because this is an onesh. According to Tosfos, only if there's chil Shabbos can be aser. Knisa lekipa is no chil Shabbos, and therefore would be mutar. However, we can say that as follows: that the avnu hamtzoy, that the avni nezer proves oirachayim simen kuf pei tes siv katan chov beis medivrei haTosfos b'menachas. That there's an iser tzeda be'odom mid'oy reisa. He just writes that's only if it's a tinok, but if it's a gadol, it's not shaykh tzeda. Who are you tzading him for? Yeah. Ayin sham the avnei nezer, where he discusses this issue, making the chiluk between a tinok and a gadol. That by a tinok there's an iser tzeda, and by a gadol there is no iser tzeda. And so too, Harav Shribich in the Sefer Koivetz al Rambam, in the 10th parak of Shabbos Halacha Chaf Beis, so too in the Sfas Emes in Menachos. Now the Avnei Nezer says the reason that there's no tzeda by a gadol is because if you are trying to save him and you capture him in a net, let's say he falls into water, so that's Hatzala, that's Matzilo Mimisa, that's not considered Seda. You're not trying to get him for someone else, you're trying to save him from death, whereas for a Tinok you're trying to get the child for someone else. So Ayin Sham Barichus in the Avnei Nezer's tshuva. Now, when it comes to going into a kippah, the Rambam says in the Parash HaMishnayis, that's like a jail. And it's very, very small. Can't even lie down. That's in the Parash HaMishnayis 9.5. So that's tzeda. Now, the Avnei Nezer's svara was that if it's hatzala, it's not tzeda, but here it's not hatzala. You're not saving him. So there is a concept we see in poskim of tzeda be'odam. So here he's mamisha doing tzeda. When you lock the guy in the kippah, it's tzeda. So knisa lekippah is chil Shabbos, and then it'll be also lekuleam. Even according to the Tosfos, who says that if only there's chil Shabbos, it's aser to give a punishment. So this is called chil Shabbos because it's tzeda be'odam. So hopefully we'll have a shir on tzeda be'odam. It's a very fascinating topic. Umimoitza hadvarim nira lechadesh halacha. Is it mutter for a Beis Din to be soikel an Shabbos, ashor shehemis adam shadinoi beskila? Oy behema shenirba, we know behema, shenirba ide adam, ashor shehemis, they get skila, so the question is, are you allowed to do it on Shabbos? Pshitu lekule alma aser. According to the Rambam, ain't oin shen b'Shabbos, even if there's no chil Shabbos. So huadin skila sashor is also going to be aser. V'chein ladas hataisvis. Only when there's Chil Shabbos, it's going to be Yasser, but Harigas Shor. Only when there's Chil Shabbos, it's going to be Yasser. And when you kill the Shor, it's Chil Shabbos, because it's Natilas Neshama. So So according to both of them, it's going to be Asr. According to the Rambam, because it's a known side. According to Tosis, because it's Chil Shabbos. However, it would appear that Adarav, everybody would really hold that it's Mutter. And we'll explain why. Tosin Sanhedrin Lamed Ham and Alfi Maskelain writes, why is it Asr to give an Einish on Shabbos? Hatenach Sreifa Halechil Shabbos Mishum Bishal Apsila, that they're burning the wick that they used to put in the person's mouth to burn him. Aval Shar Einshim, what's the Chil Shabbos? It's Merkalkel B'chabure. And we pass in Pater. So Skila, Herek, Chenek. So to prepare the Sreifa is Bishal. But the other Aver, the just time to kill somebody, is a Pater, it's Merkalkel. So he says it's Metakin because it's a Kapore. The Onish is a Kapore. The Onish is an atonement. So it would appear, according to this, that Beharigas Hashor, there's no Kapara. Shaloi Shayich Kapara L'Shor. It's not Shayich to have Kapara for a shore. Saying this shore needs Kapara. This shore is a human being. Human beings need Kapara. Shayich Kapara L'Shor. Alakim Mitzis. What are we killing the shore for? Because so then it goes back that it's makalkel b'chabura. Since there's no kapara, just getting rid of something evil. So there's nothing creative being done here. There's no kapara being achieved. So it's makalkel that your pot is no chil Shabbos. So ibazel v'das ha-teisvis, it's mutter. Because no chil Shabbos, and also l'as ha-rambam, that onish is us, or only if there's chil, that onish is us, or even when there's no chil Shabbos, but barigas ha-shor, there's no onish. Because it's not shayach and onish b'shor. However, b'behema sh'nirba ish lo'imar sh'lo tot sad ba'mishna b'sanhedlin and dalet amin aleph sh'ma sh'orgim b'hema ha'inu mishum kloin sh'lo yom u'zui sh'niska ploni al yodo k'dei l'mnoa klon me'amei sachoyte. As yesh b'zei gam tikun. In other words, when we talk about revia, it says in the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, why do we kill the animal? Because it's an embarrassment. Because they're going to say, you see that animal? He had intimate relations with Pliny. So it's a busha for Pliny. So we can say there's a tikkun, because we're moineh the klein me'ameis. So maybe then it would be tikkun, and it would be aser atzchil Shabbos. According to Tosfos. However, Shaila is it Shaykh Metakin by other mace? He's a dead person. Is it considered a tikkun for him to kill this animal? The guy died. He got skila, so when we're killing the animal, it's a tikkun for him. Is it considered really a tikkun? That's a Shaila. Achshav nitna roish v'nashuva. Leguf divrei haRambam. Rambam kotev ein manishim b'Shabbos, and even Malkus. You're now allowed to give an einish on Shabbos. Even Malkus that doesn't have a chil Shabbos involved. What's the din about Malkus that ein behem geder einish? Is in mutter midoy reisa lebeist in lahalkos b'Shabbos olo. Malkus that don't earn an einish. Is it mutter for Bezin to give Malkus? What's such a case? Ksubis. Pevav Amar Aleph. Where it says, Avol B'mitzis Esei, Gonchom Lo Asei Sukkah. Veino Oise, Lula Veino Oise, Makan Oise, Achetetze Nafsha. This Kfiyan Mitzis Esei, we make sure the guy does the mitzvah. So you're giving malchus, not leinyanaynish, kfiyala mitzvahs. Shabbos. And he'll blab mit asofik. The Maharam Shik and the Tshuvas Aruchayim Shinchov Beis. Pshitalei. That you're now to do kfi on Shabbos. However, it would appear that the issue is derabanan, because if ain't done in b'Shabbos, like it says in the Mishnah, Beitza Lamed Vav. So we want to know, according to the Rambam, where would be the din when there's no giving malchus, when there's no onish, such as kfi ala mitzvahs. V'yesh lahavi raya nechoina. From the Ritva in Rosh Hashanah 28a, Divra Maschel Loit Zricha, and that it says over there, Shalchu Le Lavu Adishmo, Kefoi Vochel Matzi Yatzah, Ravashi says, Kfou Parsim, Vochel Matzi Yatzah Dechovas, Lamanda Ramitzah, and Tzichas Kavan. In fact, the Ritva, so again, sorry, I'm going a little fast, says that they sent to Avu Adishmoel, let's say you force somebody and he ate Matzah, he's Yatzah. And Ravashi says, Tomo, the Persians forced him. And he ate matzis yotzei, if you hold him to say tzichus kavan, affect the ritva. Why do you have to say the Persians forced him? Why don't we say the rabbis forced him? The Beisdin forced him. And just the ritva, the idei kfi has Beisdin, he's makayim the mitzvah b'kavana. So it's muchach lehedya, that kaifin I say b'yamtif. Because we're talking about Leil Pesach, it's Pesach night. So you see that there's kfiya and yantif, even if it means malchus. So he asked, why don't we say it's talking about a case of the Beis Din forced him? So the answer, if the Beis Din forced him, it's not a shaili, he's doing it by kavana. But you see, according to the Ritva, the Beis Din forces on yantif. So you see, there's kfiya on yantif. The Ktsois and the Nesivis have an argument in the din of Makanoi Sachetet Se Navsha. The Ktsois and the Nebishaviv Nesivis says it's not for every, in everybody's hand, it's a din on the Beis Din. And even La Fushe Mei Sura, that's Mutter Lechol Adam, that's only Hakka. But Lahakos Achetet Se Navsha is only a din on the Beis Din. The Asan Nesivis, that anybody's allowed to hit his Asasheni. So it would appear that the suffix of the Prima Godim about whether we do kfiya on Shabbos and Yomtiv shaykh only to the Ktsois, that it's a din in the Beis Din, and therefore it's included in the din of Einayin Shabbos, but according to the Nesivis, that it's a din on everybody, it's not a din on the Beis Din. So l'chayra, you're allowed to do this on Shabbos because it's no less than l'fusha me'isura that you're definitely allowed to do on Shabbos. Because the Nesivis there writes that kfi ala mitzvahs and l'fusha me'isura is the same gather. Now, the Mishnah Lamelech in Hilchot Shabbos, Perek of Dal, Hilchot Zayin, has a suffix about someone who's Roidef Achar Nara Murasa. So you're allowed to kill him. He's running after the raper. So, the question is, are you allowed to kill him on Shabbos? And we could say it's Begeder Oynish, and you're not allowed to be Manish on Shabbos. And there it's not a din on the Beis Din, so we just wanted to say that according to the Nesivis, it's a din on the Yachid, it's not a din on the Beis Din, Pashat, it's Mutter on Shabbos. But here the Mishnah Lamelech has this suffix. And it's not a din on the Beis Din. Ain't a din ala Beis Din, ala kol yochid v'yochid. It's a din on every individual. And nevertheless, the Minhag Shel Melech had a suffix. Maybe it's included in the din of Ein Manishin B'Shabbos. So you see that Ein Manishin B'Shabbos even applies when it's a when it's a din on the Yochid, not like we wanted to say that according to the Nesivos. It's mutar on Shabbos lahakos ad sh'tetzei nafsha. Because it's a din on the Yochid. Here it's a din on the Yochid, and the Mishnah Melech has a suffix if it's mutar. Maybe it's aser because ain manishin b'shabbos, but that's not a kasha. Because there it's begeder oinesh. And the heter to kill him is not to save him from the aveira, it's to save the nara mu'urasa. So that might be aser. Hashem can kfi ala mitzvahs. There's no onesh at all. It's just to force him to be mekayim and mitzvahs aseh. That's the chiluk between the Mishnah Melech's case and our case. However, it's not necessarily true because Das Rashi in Sanhedrin and Gimel Amud Aleph, Dibar Maaseh Ve'ilu is that it's mutter to kill somebody who's running after the Naris to save him from the Aveira. So it's Tosis there, and the Yad Ramah, the Ran. Stopic. So, if it's in order to save him from the Avera, that's a Frushe Mesua. That's Mitin Kfiyah and Mitzvahs. So, you see that it is Mitin Kfiyah and Mitzvahs. So if it's midin kfiyah ala mitzvahs, then what's the problem of doing it on Shabbos? It should be mutter, like according to the Nesivos, that it's together of lafrusha meisura, it's mutter. Kfiyah ala mitzvah and afrusha meisura is one gather. Unless we say that the Mishnah Lamelech is going according to the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah there, who writes that the heter laro garoidev is to save the nara murasa. And therefore his suffix is, it's only to save the nara murasa. So that's a begeder einish. That might have a gather of einish. But in Achinami, that's where the Mishnah Melech is following, even though that's already debatable. But maybe the Mishnah Melech is following that Shita. That's Lahatzil Anar Muras, that's Begeder Oinesh. And not the Shita Srashi. That's Lafushe Meisur. If it's Lafushe Meisur, then it should be Mutter. So there's still a lot more to say. We had a shiur on this in the past as well, a very good shiur, I remember. And there's still, it's a very, very big topic, a broad topic. So I'm hoping that we will be able to continue. And I thank you so much for listening, but just to make a little bit of a sikkum of what we learned, that in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, we darshan that Beis Din is not allowed to give an Einis Sreifa on Shabbos, and Hu Adin Shar Misa Seimei Misa B'Shabbos. The Rambam writes you also don't give Malkus on Shabbos. I'm going to have Ram proofs from Tosfos that only an Onus that has Chilul Shabbos you're not allowed to give on Shabbos. But Malkus that don't have Chilul Shabbos is Mutter. And Afkamina would be what we say in Sanhedrin, that if a person is Harek B'loi Hasra, you put him into this cage, It's a mutter on Shabbos, and Bechor, it's telling the machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. So on one hand, it's Einish. So the Rambam holds Einish and Allah to give on Shabbos. So right now they have Allah to give Malkus. On the other hand, there's no Chil Shabbos involved. So then it would be Mutter, according to Tosfos. However, we saw that there's Tzei de Ba'adam, and therefore there is Chil Shabbos involved. And then we said that maybe it's Mutter for Beis Din to give Skila on Shabbos to assure Shahar HaGadah. Because Tosfos asks, why is it Asur to on Shabbos? To kill on Shabbos, it's Mekalkel. His answer is no, it's a kapara. And therefore it's not considered a kilkul. It's a kapara that makes it a metakin, that's what makes it a malacha. And that's not shaykh b'shur. What kapara is shaykh b'shur? Mele would be mutter on Shabbos. According to the Ram, that every onish is asur. It's not an onish on the shore, it's a kiyum with the mitzvah of v'yarta ra mikirvecha. Behema benirba, we can say the opposite way. It's klein, and therefore the person who had relations with this animal, and therefore there is a tikkun. We saw the prima gadam who had a suffix, whether you do makanos achitetze nafsho on Shabbos. Because maybe einish, you're not allowed to do, but kfiya, you are allowed to do. And we brought a raya from the Ritva that you're allowed to do kfiya because he says that if Beis Din could be kosher for somebody to eat matzah and yamtif. And then we said the suffix of the prima gadim is only shaykh according to the ktsos, that kfiya is a din on the Beis Din. Then it would have a din of onish. Then it might have, there's a tzad that has a din of onish. But according to the Nesivos, it's not sad that it's an onesh. Because it's not a din on the Beis Din and it's mutter. It's because every person's allowed to do kfiyah and mitzvahs. We saw the Mishnah Lamelech, who's mistapik about a roidif achorei erva. Is it mutter to kill him on Shabbos? So that's a din on the yachid. And yet he still has a suffix. Not a din on the Beis Din, there's no question of din here. And yet he still holds that it's aser. So we wanted to say, according to the Nesivos, that it's midin kfi, it's okay. See, the Mishnah Melech doesn't hold that way. But it's really taller in the machlokas kadmonim. That we kill a roidev is mishum atzelas ha'erva lahatzelas ha'roidev me'avera. If it's atzelas ha'erva, maybe it's together einish, which I said is debatable. And it's not like kfi ala mitzvahs. And Mela, that was the suffix of the Mishnah Lamelech. But if it's a Tzelus HaRoidif min HaAveira, that's Dami L'Kfi Al HaMitzvahs. And on that side, there wouldn't be a suffix. You'd be allowed to do it on Shabbos. So, again, there's still a lot more to talk about. And I thank you so much for listening. And in Mirat Hashem, we should continue seeing the flows of Ravis Mitaris Hashem. Shalom, shalom.